It's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a certain kind of criminal. Drop the first two letters and the last letter of the word, and you'll name a country. What is it? Well, the answer was pyromaniac, making Romania. And I should point out that technically a pyromaniac isn't a criminal. It's someone who has the propensity for setting lots of fires, and they might be legal fires. So it's not specifically a criminal.
Right. We did get quite a few letters about that. 200 correct responses and our randomly selected winner, and we want to say randomly, is Dr. Haig Donabedian of Toledo, Ohio. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I have to credit my son, Aram, and my daughter-in-law, Sabrina. They helped me with this puzzle. I was looking at countries. He was calling out crimes. He said arsonist. I was thinking Romania, and it clicked.
You are apparently a testament to persistence paying off. I understand you've submitted over 800 puzzle entries.
That is correct.
And you are a recent winner.
I won 20 months ago. I'm going to stop submitting because my relatives think I'm bragging now.
Yeah, I understand that you were a medical professor. What is the best advice you gave your students?
Think of yourself as Sherlock Holmes and always ask probing questions. Don't accept on face value what they're telling you.
Nice.
That's the best advice I give.
That is good advice, I think, for everybody. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Haig. Change one letter in each word that I give you to get a familiar boy's name. For example, if I said alias, A-L-I-A-S, you would say Elias, changing the first letter to an E.
Okay.
All right, number one is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-D.
Stewart.
Stewart is right. Number two is Leopard, L-E-O-P-A-R-D.
Leonard.
Leonard, nice. Lusher, L-U-S-H-E-R, as in more lush.
Appear to be stumped on this one.
He was a famous person who broke with the Catholic Church.
Luther.
Luther, is it? Good. Tremor, T-R-E-M-O-R.
Trevor.
Good. Harold, H-E-R-A-L-D.
Well, I could say the simple one, which would be Harold, like one of the Norwegian kings who changed the E to an A, but you probably won't take that one.
No, I said more familiar.
Gerald.
Than that.
How about
Gerald? That's it. Tibias, T-I-B-I-A-S.
Tobias.
Tobias, nice. Cheater, C-H-E-A-T-E-R.
There's no cleater. Cheatham? No, that's not going to be a name.
Change the A.
Chester.
Chester, is it? You didn't need my hint. All red, A-L-L-R-E-D.
Alfred.
For rent, F-O-R-R-E-N-T.
Forest,
good. And for the last one, think of two different answers which change different letters in the word.
Okay.
And the word is baron, B-A-R-O-N.
Barrett. No, wait a minute. That's two. I'm changing it.
The second one, think of Lord.
Byron.
Byron is it.
Byron, and then...
Now change the first letter.
B-C-T... Darren?
No, that would normally
be spelled
that way.
That's not usually spelled that way.
It's a tricky one. Think of a vowel. Try a vowel.
A vowel. Aaron, of course.
Aaron. Yeah, good job.
Oh, my goodness. Well, luckily, the first time I played, I did much better.
You did a great job.
My daughter said, you've already got your pin. What are you worried about, Dad?
Haig, you did great. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get another Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. What member station do you listen to?
I am a member of WGTE in Toledo.
Haig Donabedian of Toledo, Ohio, thank you for playing the puzzle again.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Think of a two-word phrase a child might shout when walking in the front door. Rearrange the letters and add an E at the end, and you'll get the next two words the child might shout. And these are both common expressions. What are they? So again, two-word phrase a child might shout when walking in the front door. Rearrange the letters, add an E at the end, and you'll get the next two words the child might shout. What common expressions are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, May 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.